Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit GoKubota.com for a dealer near you.
Hey, Bird Gang, it's your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JB and Benable Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Ladies and gentlemen of the review, what is happening? What is the deal? Can I be heard? Can you hear me? Oh, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get the claps in now. We got to get the claps in now.
Yeah.
Bam!
Wonderful people, reviewers out there. Actually, Benny, I just got off of live on our Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of letting everybody know that we were going live. I couldn't even be on for like 5 seconds, you know what I'm saying? And you jumped on, got everything going. But, viewers, here we go. This is live stream number 2, and it's episode, 174? All right?
175, baby.
Wow, 175, that's nuts, man. Mm-hmm. 175, that is completely ludicrous. As you can see, you know, I've changed my studio scene a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
You do, what you got out there?
Well, you know what I'm saying, we got... Of course, you know what I'm saying, the BG representing, you know what I'm saying? I sniff and smell this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful oil, you know what I'm saying,
from my friend,
Sierra Townsend, all right? The wholesale holistic line. We got the natural oils, you know what I'm saying, the essential oils, and of course, you know what I'm saying, the natural holistic products. Shout out to wholesale holistic line. Soon to be title sponsor. Also, rocking this wonderful hoodie for my man, you know what I'm saying, Tory Patterson and his folks, his team, T Clothing, man. Don't worry about it, man. We'll make sure these websites get up so you guys can show love, you know what I'm saying, support black businesses. Everybody's trying to do their thing. Everything they do goes to a great cause, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we do, man. This is the power of social media. This is the power of podcasting. This is the power of media, period.
Damn straight. That's a clean looking hoodie. I might have to get me one of them. That looks like it fits well.
It's
comfortable.
It's really nice. The shirts are nice too. I got a T-shirt as well. You know, as a matter of fact, the T-shirt is under here. But shout out to my guy. You know what I'm saying? And my girl. You know what I'm saying? And they, all my folks moving and shaking out there. LA, I was just there. Right?
You were. Talk about it.
But in and out like a robbery. You know how I do. Didn't really get a chance to kick it. Plus, it ain't time yet, Benny. It's just not time yet, right? It's just not time yet, right? When everything comes to and everything gets crazy, it gets back right, and COVID is a memory, then I get out there and wild out a little bit. But right now, it's just not time, man. But be real, man. Everything's coming back full circle. Gas prices are steady rising. Benny, the
traffic. Oh, you know it's real when they what's going up.
The traffic in L.A. is horrible. Jeez. And I ain't even looking in the city. I was just down Torrance, Long Beach, you know what I'm saying, Carson Way, and it was still trash. Like, man, ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Listen, man, shit's kind of getting back to normal, slowly but surely. We're slowly opening up more the desert is definitely a bit further ahead than we are, but you know, hey, April, May, rolling. Listen, we're getting the live stream going. It's our second, everyone. We understand people are going to be falling through. If you have questions, like our guy, Money Making Mitch, Mitch has a question. The Sports Mitch.
The Sports Mitch, guys.
KSRN Arizona, our friends. You can check out our podcast on that platform. Mitch has a way of disagreeing with us. I feel like, Mitch, you do that shit on purpose, even if you don't believe what you're saying. You're just like, I'm just going to find a way.
You see what this clown wrote? Mitch, we miss you. And although you are off in the Ozark Mountains somewhere.
Yeah, where are you, Mitch?
Yeah, with a weed straw in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? You got dreadlocks now, and you're wearing that tutu, and you got on Woodstock sandals. We get it. Right, but the Sports Mitch is always present, and he is always, almost always right. Definitely always relevant, but he is. I'll be real, like Mitch is—he's pretty accurate, like really though.
Right. Well, you know what it is, Mitch is the resident nerd of the crew, so it's his job to be right. You know what I mean? He's got to have the stats on deck.
And we say that respectfully. We say that respectfully,
yeah,
right?
You know, respectfully, Mitch.
Yeah, ain't no bullying going on with the JB and Benny Blue. You know what I'm saying? That's love right there. He's in Washington still.
Our correspondent, Money Making Mitch. He'll be back on it. Speaking of questions, JB, reviewers, if you're tapping in with us last week, we had a nice little turnout last week considering it's the very first show. If you want your questions, we're doing Savage Hotline at the end of the show. So whether you're watching this on Facebook Live, YouTube, Twitter, aka Periscope, make sure to tap in with us on that. And listen, man, you know the goddamn deal. You know, check the fucking screen. You know, go to jbandbennybluereview.com. All right, you can see the damn screen. All right, JB, we can see the screen. Yes, we're seeing that. We're seeing iTunes.
Oh, yeah,
We're seeing Spotify. We're seeing Stitcher. You know the damn deal. And hey, click that menu. Oh, you know where to go. The merch.
The merch
of this shit will work. The merch, all right? Yeah, load. Sure. Give it a second. The feds are watching. You know, they're trying to slow us down, but they can't stop us. Shout out to the damn merch, man.
Shout out to DJ Drama, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to Gangsta Grills the other day. Benny, when I tell you, like, the original Gangsta Grills, you know what I'm saying? The Jeezy, the one right after, you know what I'm saying, he got hit. Ooh. And he, you know what I'm saying, beat the case. Oh, man. You talk about talking cash money. Shit. Shout out to Drama, man. Pay attention. DJ the fuck Drama, you know what I'm saying? You see what's
Is that shit on Spotify? Because I remember when he got jammed up way back in the day. For the little younger reviewers, you don't remember, mixtapes used to be a thing, like hard CDs. And DJ Drama got busted by the RIAA, which is like the recording, recording something of America. And basically what they do is they control the royalties. So back in the day, rappers used to like take other people's beats and like flip them and remix them and do all types of shit. But then they would sell them, and they would sell them as mixtapes. So is all that Gangsta Girl shit, like Drama, Don Cannon, is all that shit on Spotify or Apple Music? Where did you find that?
I got it right there on iTunes, man. You know what I'm saying? Right there on iTunes. Whatever it is, they worked it out. I guess that's what the whole struggle was about. They got it right. But not that one, not just that one. Like, all his Gangsta Grills on there. Like, for real. The Gucci one, like, all of them on there. Like, it's love.
That's a lot of classic material.
Hey, that shit took me straight back to 96, 90, I mean, not 96, but 06, 07, 04, 05. Like, oh, wee. Yes,
correct,
sir.
Mitch.
There you go, Mitch.
See, JB, this is what I'm talking about. Mitch is the resident nerd, Recording Industry Association of America.
What did I just say? Mitch is almost always right. Mitch, we appreciate you. All right? And Mitch, I'm just going to put it out there right now in front of everyone, you know what I'm saying? We're going to, at some point, you know what I'm saying, Mitch is going to end up being our engineer, right? So we just can't wait till you get your ass back in the desert, you know what I'm saying? So you can get in the studio, and I can be in the studio, and then Benny can, you know what I'm saying, go to a studio over there, and we can do this and do it properly. But right now, we making it shake like a stripper in Magic City on Monday. You know what I'm saying?
And all the dope boys
in there throwing it up. You know what I'm saying? So we making it shake like that, baby.
Translation, when we get a real budget for you, Mitch, we got you, I promise. Speaking of making it shake,
Oh my God, if you're watching us live or you're joining us on the podcast, again, we're on all streaming platforms, so even if you miss live stream, we understand it's going to take a few of these for people to get with the fucking program.
Right.
You're going to have to catch up. It's fine. We get it. We understood. It took a minute to build up the podcast. We know it's going to take a little time to build the live stream, but that's all right because we know we have a loyal fan base, so you can always catch this on Spotify. You can catch this on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Audible, full episodes on YouTube, the whole thing. So everything you see here is what you're going to get on the podcast. So make sure to tap in with us, whether you're live or after the fact, we will still give you all the good dope that you need. Well, JB, listen, we got a lot of things to cover. And the only way that we can do that is to do that through Savage Reaction News, Review Reaction News. Pow, pow, pow. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the news, baby. It's the fucking news. All right. So we got to get this shit in. All right, so Review Reaction News is popping, okay? So we got a few different headlines to talk about, all right? So we got to get into it. I wonder if this music will play. Let's do the play. Bam, there's the music. Bam, there's the music. How's that sound out there, people?
They love it. You know what I'm saying? They love it.
All right. All right, cool. So look, JB, we're starting right off. Tampa Bay... All right, let me share the screen again. Tampa Bay getting into it. They're making some moves. Can we see the screen here?
Yes, sir.
We seen it? Okay, cool. Yeah. So look, they're signing everybody. They're bringing back Sue, Donovan Smith. They're trying to work out something with Fournette. I mean, they're basically bringing back the whole fucking band. How are you feeling about this shit?
I'm loving it, because why not? You just won a Super Bowl with the same team, you know what I'm saying? So why not bring back all those key pieces, you know what I'm saying? I think that more teams should swallow their pride and get off their high horse and stop being dumbasses and look so much into the cap and start to think about winning, right? Winning. If you win, winning takes care of everything in every sport. I don't care what nobody says. Shout out to Nunez Rochez, you know what I'm saying? Southern Miss to the top. He got his early, so they brought him back too. Very vital part of their D-line. So, they need that. Smart. Bruce said it in his drunken, and I love Bruce for this, during the celebration, the boat parade or whatever, he kept coming on the mic telling all of his guys, you ain't going nowhere. Your ass ain't going nowhere. I'll tell your ass if you try to go somewhere. So, Bruce, shout out to you, man. You know I love Bruce Arians to death. That's my guy. To this day, all day, every day. Hopefully one day I'll be coaching for him. But, shit, hell yeah, why not? That's just smart. You know what I'm saying? That's just smart. Like, dumb football teams do dumb shit, right? And dumb shit is not keeping a nucleus, right? You don't keep a nucleus, then you don't have a very successful football team. Look at those Pittsburgh Steelers teams back in the day. Look at those Cowboy teams. I understand, like, some things are different as far as free agency, but it ain't gotta be, right? Cap-wise, they're lowering the cap to try to take it back to what it used to be, right? That's what they're doing. People don't realize that. They're lowering that cap so that they can get guys in and keep guys around as opposed to dumping them off because their cap, you know, so, we got this much cap space, so we need this much cap space, or whatever, whatever. They're lowering the thing to make the competition better, right? Because the NFL has been super lopsided. Let's be real, like, certain teams are just trash, and that's no good for the business, Vinny. That's just not good for the business. Like, this is a product. When it's all said and done, it's a product. So the more competitive the NFL is, the better. And shout out to Tampa Bay raising the fucking bar. Hell yeah, bring everybody back. Bring the whole crew back, right? Make another run. You know, because all it's going to do is make people, hey, you're going to have to shit and get out the pot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what you're referencing is the NFL's 8% salary cap decrease. So that's why you're seeing a lot of, we talked about this last week, reviewers on our live stream. That's why you're seeing all these 1 year deals, because they know the cap is going to reset once they start getting fans back in the stands, selling concessions, all the stuff that normally generates a lot of dough for the owners, especially. So, you know, all that shit's got to get right. JB, real quick, make sure, do me a favor, check your settings real quick, because I want to make sure you're clear for the people. Sure it's coming out of the mic. You're sounding a little hostage video-y. I'm just saying. You sound like you, but it sounds like I'm getting you from part. It sounds like I'm getting you from where Mitch normally resides. If you understand what I'm saying,
we know what Mitch is. You know what I'm saying? Usually,
Mitch, thank you for the music. We want to make sure the people can hear the music.
How goes that?
Okay, you sound a little bit better. Did you switch it to your mic?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you sound a little bit clearer. Speaking of things that are unclear, LeBron James has a high ankle sprain. I guess it's 3 weeks. They're unclear. I guess they were doing x-rays, MRIs, and it's in his timeline is indefinite. Anthony Davis is already out, JB. And you know your sons are playing good ball. We're going to get to them in a second.
Yeah,
with how competitive the West is, how are you feeling about what the Lakers are doing to like cope with not having their two stars? Do you have anything in mind that they should do? Where do you see the Lakers now that their two main guys are out for a minute?
Exhaust all budget, run and gun, right? You know what I'm saying? You have and right, like Benny's putting the money sign up, bring in another top tier free agent. You got the money. You know what I'm saying? Do a trade or don't do a trade, right? It's like there, you know what I'm saying? Like there's so many different things you can do professional sports wise to help your team out. But I mean, to be completely honest with you, like they have a nucleus of people, like of course with the free agent acquisitions that they have, and then they have enough to win, right? Now, are they going to be, I don't know how long LeBron's going to be out. I know Anthony Davis probably got another couple weeks, but so that's, I mean, but when did the playoffs start? Like, we only got, like, what, like, three more weeks of the playoffs start?
Yeah, I mean, something like that, because it's going to be, because the trade deadline is tomorrow. So if you're watching right. this, if you're watching and listening to the podcast version, this is probably going to be after the trade deadline. So the big talk that you've been hearing on the fucking talking head shows is Andre Drummond buyout, LaMarcus Aldridge buyout. And if they were trying to make a trade, it's tricky because they got all the, because you know how the Lakers are built. Lakers are a veteran built team other than right. a couple Cavs. Right. So they got a lot of guys on those weird kind of mid-level 1 year deals.
So that's so why, but
they're trade pieces.
But that's why I said, being like, I don't know more so even about the trade situation, but just flex your muscle. You know what I'm saying? Flex your muscle. Go out and get somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, buy somebody, contract out, do whatever you got to do. You know, you can do that in the NBA. So, right. buy that contract out. And, you know, especially teams that know they ain't got no chance to go to the playoffs, if they got a top tier player, hey, I'm throwing that bread at them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's only going to make you stronger in the playoffs. Right. But as far as, like, just if they don't do anything, just crank the tempo up, right? Crank the tempo up. They are a veteran team, but what they can do is run and gun, right? And they can do it pretty well. So sure. Caldwell Pope, you know what I'm saying, with Kuz, with the cat with the dreads, what's his name? I can never remember his name. He was a big time.
Yeah. Well, the young cat that's really come up for them is Talen Horton Tucker.
Yeah,
is the young cat that's been really stepping up, who they don't want to trade, and I don't blame them, because it's like you can't clean out the whole fucking cupboard.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they just got to flex their muscle and bring somebody else in that's going to help them out in this time of need. And then, of course, it's just going to strengthen their bench in the playoffs. As far as my sons go, hey, keep balling, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And listen, we're going to get to that.
Hashtag Valley Boys. What's happening?
And Valley Boys. We're going to get to that in a patent edition of JB's You Win or Not. Speaking of getting fucking catching a bag, JB, they let him go. Kenny Golladay from my kitty signed a 4-year, $72 million with the Giants. They picked up, you know, Kyle Rudolph. They have Slayton there. They got Saquon Barkley coming back. They've been making some legit moves in a division that was sorry as fuck last year. So Kenny Golladay was visiting the Ravens. I'm pretty sure he could have got a decent bag from them because they need that clear-cut number one guy. Right. I kind of wish he stayed with the kiddies, but at the same time, I think he was trying to get a little too rich for their blood, considering some of his industry or his injury history rather. But what do you think about him going to the G-Men?
I mean, good shot for them, man. You know, they need somebody to help Saquon Barkley. You know what I'm saying? Like, take that load off, be that number one. And if I'm not mistaken, Tate's not there anymore, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because they picked up Tate from the kiddies too, and he didn't really work out. And right. as you see, I highlighted here with the cursor, $40 million guarantee. Now, obviously, the G next to the number is always all of that money, but right. nonetheless, that's still a healthy investment.
I'll take Golladay over Tate because of
of course,
because of his durability and his route running. Tate was more like a Hines Ward type cat to me. And as you see Tate continue to play, you'll watch him go into that Hines Ward type role where he's going to move into the slot. He's gritty, sneaky little dude, right? He'll make the tough catches. but he'll block your ass. You know, like I said, sneaky, he'll knock you on your ass. You got to watch him. But so shout out to them for bringing in someone to help out Saquon Barkley. They got a top tier tight end, right? They got a top tier tight end. So now they got a tight end, they got a running back, and they got a receiver. Now everybody else can just kind of fall in place, right, and be role players. And you got the top three positions, you know what I'm saying, skill player wise, covered. And all these guys are potential Pro Bowlers. So, I mean, you know, Saquon Barkley is a Pro Bowler. Ingram is their tight end, correct?
Yeah, so now they have Rudolph and they have Ingram. So, honestly, I mean, they're really Rudolph. Loading up with some decent weapons. Right, Barry Slayton, deal. Saquon's coming back. Yeah,
but you know
Sterling Shepard.
Right, but you know how I feel, Benny. Like, I believe that, like I just said earlier, like, the more competitive the league is, the better. It's just like, it's better for us as fans watching right. every Sunday. Like, I need to see close contested games, not like blowouts and uncertainty. Like I don't ever want to turn the game on when football season starts and say, eh.
Yeah, no, that's the worst.
Is this gonna be bullshit? You know how right. we do when we do our picks,
I really gotta pick this game of the week? Yeah.
I really wanna pick this game this year. I really wanna just be like, yeah, okay. Yeah. yeah. Monday night, Thursday night, cool. Let's do it. Cause this shit gonna be lit.
Yeah, and by the way, I think kind of going back to the points that we've been making coming from last week about some of these 1 year deals, I think Kenny and his agent were like, look, man, you can really get a bag now, but if you wait, it might not be there for you. Because Kenny Galladay was kind of like a fringe number one guy, and that was kind of more so based on his durability with
right.
dealing with the hip injury. I mean, he missed 9 games last year. So right. while a lot of these other receivers, including Juju Smith-Schuster, who just did a 1 year with Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. a lot of these big names have all been doing 1 years. But I feel like he knew it was going to be a crowded field that was going to fuck up the market next year. So he right. took the deal now. So look, man, if you thought that was the best for you, get your money.
Right. And plus, Benny, there's a lot of young receivers coming out next year. Right?
Exactly.
There are a lot of good receivers coming out of college yep. next year. So and even great to solid, it's just going to be a receiver draft next year. So they stuck their toe in the water, felt how warm it was, and said, "Shit, dive in, boy. Let's get this shit done."
Right, exactly. Speaking of keeping it going, DeSean Jackson comes home, coming back to LA. He's I guess he's doing a 1 year with them. I think that's what I saw originally. But mm-hmm. how old is D-Jack now? Like 34, 35? Something like that. He's a little bit older than me. 34. Right. Boom. He's 34.
About to be 35. He'll be 35 by the time the season starts, most likely.
Yep. So what do you think? Rejuvenation? What do you think?
Keep getting that money. That's all I'm going to say. And second of all, I mean, he's still top five deep threat in the league. Shit, I don't give a damn how old he is. Boy he's nothing but fast switch muscles. So, I saw it and I fucking got sick to my stomach. Like, goddamn, the West. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, they just.
West is a motherfucker. Yeah.
The West. You know what I'm saying? We just, but I love it like that, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type. Hey, and I've always had this philosophy. If you see me in the woods fighting a bear, you help the bear, right? Because I like it rough. That's just how it goes. So, welcome to the West, right. D-Jack. Welcome back to LA. Good for him. And that's awesome because it's probably going to be his last team he plays for. And he gets to retire a Ram unless he just, wants to retire Eagle because he played for him the longest. That's just prerogative, but it's good to be able to do that. And because, like, everybody don't have that opportunity. Like, I'm from Mississippi. We never had a pro football team there. New Orleans was the closest team there. I never really liked New Orleans when I was playing when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a New Orleans fan. So for me, there was no significance there to say, oh, I want to go back down there. No. Right. But for him, being born and bred L.A., like, yeah, that's special right there. Good shit.
Right. Now, look, I know you heard about this shit, and apparently they're trying to make it right, but JB, you are, as a lot of the OG reviewers know, you are a proud girl dad, and apparently the NCAA was trying to do the women bogus, and now they claim, now they have the new and improved weight room. This is a little video that they're doing. Oh, look at it. They got the lights. But that wasn't how it was like before. They were doing the goddamn fire fest with fucking cheese sandwiches and all this shit. What are you making this whole, like, how, I mean, NCAA, come on, man. You know the times we fucking live in. Did you really drop the ball on, like, on like fucking screwing over the women. And by the way, the women fucking ball out, especially in the NCAA tournament. Like,
oh, yeah.
What did you make of that shit? The fucking bogus weight room and food shit.
Bro, when I tell people this, they all kind of look at me with a raised eyebrow, right? The NCAA is like the NFL. It's like the NBA, right? It's like the MLB. They're all looking for cheap labor at some point, right? Some kind of way they're looking for cheap labor, right? So being that the girls don't bring in as much money as the boys, right? That's how they did them, right? That's just how they did them. That sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so if the boys bring in more money, I get it. You want to give them a little bit more? That's fine. But don't, like, the discrepancy, Benny, it was like 1 to 9. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a displacement of their rewards. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody going to the GMAC Bowl and then somebody going to the fucking national championship. That's what it looked like, right? That's exactly what it looked like, right? The gifts that come with that. Like, so, but it's like, come on, man. Hey, come on, bro. Like, in this day and age of social media, and I'm not just saying that to say cover your ass, but these young ladies are busting their head. They're going hard. They're away from their schools. They're doing online schooling just like the boys. They're doing everything that they should do to represent their school to try to win a national championship for that school that's going to bring in millions of dollars. Girls, boys, it don't matter. They win, it's going to bring in millions of dollars. So, man, at least feed the kids properly and give them gifts. That shit don't cost nothing. Put fucking equipment in a room. That shit don't cost nothing.
Right, right, exactly. And look, on a lighter note, before we get to a heavy topic, before we get into our first break, this was a fellow hog, JB, Justin Heron from the Patriots was in a park, and he's in a park in Tempe. At around 11 a.m., and apparently he helped stop a potential sexual assault. Where we get all these headlines of like sexual assault and domestic violence and all this stuff nowadays. And this dude apparently helped a young woman, 6'5", 305, and he was in Arizona training, as you said many times, on and off this program. A lot of folks come down to the desert anyway to train, and apparently he pulled the guy away from the woman, and apparently, according to him, he just sat down and waited to fucking get arrested. Some creep named Kevin Caballero, who was the victim was 71 years old. So look at that, a hog doing good, JB. That's beautiful.
Well, we're the greatest people on earth, first and foremost. Right? There's no greater man that's walking this earth than an offensive lineman. It just is what it is. Our job is to protect. That's who we are, right? So, shout out to the young man doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, being a good and decent citizen and helping out another citizen, especially an elderly lady, right? 11 o'clock in the daytime, Benny?
That's some cold-blooded shit.
Now, it ain't no proper time for it. Don't get me wrong, reviewers, but 11 o'clock in the daytime? Word? In Tempe, word, like what? Like, come on, bro. You just right. Go try to take some old coochie at 11 o'clock in the daytime?
Right, and Tempe is like regular as fuck, like just like an everyday park. You really gonna attack a 71-year-old woman?
So
what the fuck is that?
So just to put it in, so, you know, people learn by association, right? So just to put it into an associative manner for you, it's basically just like the park at NoHo, right? That's how wide open it is. That's how active it is. There's always people in that park. I know exactly where they were at. Like, 11 a.m., bro, on the real. Like, come on, man. Rightfully, he should have got his ass socked up. You know what I'm saying? He should have got socked up, and there wasn't no sitting down waiting on the police. His ass would have been asleep waiting on the police. That's what should have. So shout out to the young man, right, Justin Heron, for having the temperament not to, you know, assault the man.
Right.
I'd have socked his ass up. Yeah, I'd have been sitting there. I'd have told the police, like, yeah, he tried to do this, and then I socked him up. So I violated his civil rights, and then she violated her civil rights, so I violated his civil rights. So if y'all want to do something to me, that's cool. But, yeah, he needed to get socked up.
Right, Yeah, that's a that's a fucked up thing to do, say the least. But shout out to him for handling it. Because I mean, listen, we live in an age, especially living out in LA. If you really do legitimately need the cops, especially out here, they can take up to 45 minutes to get to you. Like, yeah, it's yeah. So like, shout out to him for being a man and doing what men should do.
Hey, shout out, to motherfucking goddamn, I'm drawing a blank. Flavor Flav. The Public Enemy, you know what I'm saying? Now I wanted to joke.
Right. Basically. It was then, it is now.
Right, that's what they made me think of, man. So, right, again, exactly. Justin Heron, hey, way to represent the Hogs in a high manner, baby. Good job.
Right. All right, JB, you got to watch this. The dog shows, they're a sport.
Oh, I appreciate that. They're a sport for the dogs. Right, run that, bro. This is awesome. Run it. This is awesome.
Reviewers of you have seen this.
Get him,
Gabby, killing it. Running a 4.240.
Get him, Gab. She going to call it. Watch her have to calm her down. She's like, no. Gab ready to roll. Get it. She's like, nope. All right, go.
Woo! Get that dog a contract.
First of all, shout out to the trainer. Like, look at the agility of the dog's owner, though.
Yo, why does a dog look like she's about to cross her trainer, though? Like,
now look, that's some
miscommunication.
Right, that's some miscommunication. As you can, like, this might sound weird, Benny, but I do watch these competitions because it's amazing to me, right? There's some miscommunication between the dog and the owner. But when I tell you the speed that
look at this shit.
Is running, pop, 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 pop. Oh, shit.
Hi. Let's go.
Hi. Get him, Gab. Gab, she hype. She ready to run again.
Watch this shit. Get off me. Oh, my God.
That was a chest bump. That was the equivalent of a chest bump right there.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Gab, man. Gab, look, I think I tweeted that. Gab's about that action, boss. Shout out to Marshawn Lewis. Gab's about that action, boss.
Gabby, a.k.a. the fucking Usain Bolt of fucking Westminster. Good God almighty. That is impressive.
She went ham. Shout out to Gabby, man.
Jesus. All right, look, reviewers, we got to get into this before we get into the break. All right. So look, a lot of you keeping up with the DeSean Jackson issue. It's up to 16 lawsuits alleging sexual assault and misconduct. From what I understand, they're all handled by one lawyer, this guy Tony Busby. All right, and I mean, look.
Who just so happened to be the owner of the Texans' neighbor.
Real Tony Busby is the neighbor to the owner of the Texans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, extrapolate that shit, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, on the real, viewers, y'all know I don't like bullshit. Y'all know I don't like buffoonery, right? It's been documented for the last month and a half that Sean Watson, it's just, he feels like his time in Houston is over. He ain't really been disrespectful about the situation. He ain't been out of line. He just feels like his time is up. And he don't want to play for the Texans no more. Now, J.J. Watt left the Texans. Mm-hmm. Hop left the Texans, right? This is their big three, point blank period. So, the reviewers, y'all know I'm not racist, but when J.J. Watt left, that should have gave everybody an eyebrow raise, right? That should have just been like, hold on, what? J.J. Watt leaving the Texans? We thought he'd be a Texan for life. J.J. Watt got out of there. He's one of the most upstanding young men I've ever met in my life, right? Ever watched him play, ever watched his offseason work, ever watched him out in the community. He's upstanding, right? Well raised. Shout out to the Watt family, mom and dad. All right. JJ left. Hop left because he had a disagreement with O'Brien. That was a different situation, but I'm pretty sure it had something to do with why both Watt and Watson won't out. Something is fishy over there in Houston, right? And I gotta pull back something I said on the past episode. I said that people want to go to Houston because it's a quality organization. Obviously not. Benny, I don't know what the hell is going on in Houston right now, but something's wrong, right? So These allegations against Deshaun Watson are so well timed, right? The fact that he wants out, because these things happened years and months ago, right? So why has nobody said anything prior? Why has nothing been said to date, right? Why now that this young man wants out of his contract, he wants out of Houston, he wants to go now? We got women coming out the woodwork, because it started with one, Benny. It was only one. Now it's how many, Benny? Because last time I checked, it was nine.
16. It's up to it's up to 16 as of today.
Last time I checked, it was nine. Right? It was nine. Then it was it was one. Then it was three. Then it was six. Now it was nine. Now it's 16. All that looked like to me is a bunch of goddamn dollar signs running around. That's all. Because you're going to have to sell that civilly. Trust me, I know. Right? I'm not talking from shit that I've seen. I know. Remember the whole situation in Charlotte with me supposedly splashing some shit with champagne and beating up two bouncers? And the DA saw the shit and dropped the case. He was like, throw that shit out. Because you didn't do anything, but leave.
Right.
You left in a forceful manner, and I did, because they was like trying to grab me and shit. So I'm like basically, stiff arming them, like, get off me. But the DA was like, man, get that out of here. But the civil case doesn't go away, reviewers. For you who don't know the law, there's a criminal and there's a civil, right? Mm-hmm. So when you get sued...
And this is civil. Yeah. Let's be clear, reviewers. Right. Jumping real quick. It's civil now.
That's the thing, though. Yeah, so it's civil right now. But if you don't want to pay that money, then it's going to go to criminal, right? Criminal will get thrown out because there's never going to be enough evidence. I promise you, this is some bullshit. But that civil is going to stick. Right, and he's gonna owe a shitload of money. Right, so what they're doing, reviewers, if you don't know what's happening right now, what they're doing is they're trying to recollect some of that goddamn money that's got that G behind it. Right, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get some of that money back because, again, we'll say it again. What's the lawyer's name, Benny?
Tony Busby, aka the owner's neighbor, apparently, or some shit. Jesus,
Tony Busby, the owner's neighbor, right? So you think they're not in cahoots? You think Mr. Busby don't do any business? What's the owner of the Texans name?
Who is it? Who's it? Bob McNair? His dad was like Fred McNair.
Look, Mitch, where the hell you at?
Mitch, this is the time for you to fucking fact check us.
Mitch, Jesus. Yeah. So whoever the man is, I'm pretty sure they're in cahoots some kind of way. Yeah, this is all about money.
Yep.
Right? This is ABM for sure. And hey, Deshaun, take it from somebody who's been through it, all right? 60 G's later, right? And yours is going to be a hell of a lot more than that. I can promise you that. But 60 G's later, I know how it goes, buddy. So be strong, dog. Hey, and hold your ground. Don't fold. Don't be like, I might have. No, fuck that. You ain't do that shit. We know you didn't do that shit. Mm-hmm. Hold your ground. Pay that fucking money. Money come and go. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You be good.
Yeah, and the shitty thing is, like, first and foremost, it's never dismissive when we talk about this of women who this has actually happened to. So let's be clear. But understand that, number one, it's a civil case. It's not a criminal case. Number two, they're all represented by the same attorney. There's no – Deshaun Watson doesn't have a criminal record. He doesn't have any history of the behavior. Yeah, not saying it's not possible, but the circumstances of when it's happening and how it's being handled is very curious.
What you mean? That's why I say it smells like fish in Houston right now. I mean, it smells like straight fish.
It smells like a rat. Yeah.
I'm talking about straight fish. I'm talking about like a prostitute that's been on the show all day. Straight fish. You know what I'm saying? Like, so this is some bullshit. It's sickening to my stomach, right? And ESPN, go to hell for posting this shit all over the place and constantly continuing to show this story. Go to hell. You sorry bastard trying to look for a goddamn story with some fucking clickbait, all that shit. Go to hell. All of you, go to hell. Right? Go to hell. Because when that fool fucking beat his girlfriend up because she wouldn't bow to him, the lineman for the fucking Seattle Seahawks, y'all saw that shit one time. It was one time that we saw that shit on ESPN. We ain't heard shit about it since. Right? Shout out to my boy Seneca, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, my dog, my youngin', you know what I'm saying? He brought that up the other day and I commented on that shit, but that's real. That's real, right? that's real. Everybody start bringing up the whole racism shit, you know what I'm saying, and the white supremacy shit, y'all cut that shit real quick. Cowards, bro. Cowards. That's yep. the fuck y'all are. Cowards.
See, Mitch is back. Bob McNair owns the Texans. Thank you, Mitch, for fact checking
us. Mitch, you're awesome, yep. bro.
Yep. Exactly. So, look, man, that's that with that. Before we get into our next patented segment, you know what I'm saying? We want to know one thing. Do you or do you not want to sponsor us? Listen, we're taking new sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a CBD brand, if you are a fitness brand, if you are sports, you know, get at us, man. JB and Benny Blue Review at Gmail.
If you're a tequila, Chuck, I hope you listen. You know what I'm saying? I hope you listen, Chuck.
Diamante, get at us. You know what I'm saying? We're looking for sponsors. You can be featured on this live stream. You can be featured on our social media.
I could be holding up right now. You know, I could be Dame Dashing. I could be holding up. I could be Dame Dashing it right now, dog. Like, come on,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Doing the fucking Armadale dance and shit. You know what I mean? So make sure to get at us for fucking sponsorships. All right? It's a lovely thing. We appreciate it. All right, let me cut the music on that. All right, so look. That's that with that. All right. But now, we got to get into some fun times. JB knows what time it is. It is time for JB's You Win It or Not, Baby. Oh, that's right. Come on, drop in. Where's the fucking music? Do I even have the music uploaded? Son of a bitch. All right. Mitch, you're fired. All right. No, I'm kidding. All right. Son of a bitch.
Y'all have no idea what's funny as shit is live streaming and shit, trying to feel our way through it while y'all are watching us. That's how organic this shit is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We're trying to figure this shit out on the
spot. But we don't give a fuck. You know, y'all getting our banter. That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, we we got everybody. All right. So look, going back here to the screen. So JB, we teased it. The Suns, your Suns, are second in the West. Trade deadline is coming up. They're playing some good ball. The Lakers are banged up. They may be able to stay near the top. They're floating around. Should they get JaVale McGee? Should they try to get Marvin Bagley Jr.? Bring him home. I mean, Evan Fournier from the Magic. JB, the Suns making a move at the trade deadline. Are you with it or not?
I mean, where's JaVale McGee at right now?
He's in Cleveland, of all fucking places.
That could be a contract buyout, honestly. Like, I mean, pretty sure he ain't really getting paid much at this point, right? Because we ain't finna get nothing to Cleveland. They ain't got nothing we want besides JaVale. So, check this out. Monty, I just want to shout out Monty Williams right now, right? Damn all the trade shit, because we number two in the West. Fuck that, right? Monty Williams. You motherfucker, you, right? I appreciate you bringing our competitive nature back. Benny, that's all I've ever wanted, Benny. I've said it on many podcasts when we talk about basketball. Shout out to Mark Stenage, you motherfucker. I'm going to beat your ass when I see you. But we talked about this all the time. I just wanted my goddamn Suns to be competitive, man. And competitive we are. Number two in the West? Come on, man. This is still the West. Right, I don't give a damn when nobody says still the West. They like, oh, Harden left. Well, KD's over there with the Nets. The Golden State ain't what they was. I give a damn, right? The Lakers are still floating, right? They're still floating, right? They're there. LeBron is a Laker. AD is a Laker. And we are number two in the West? Yes, sir. I'm all for it. So, yeah, you're right, Mitch. Bagley, that would be great to bring nephew home. People don't know Marvin Bagley III is my nephew. Boy, you stay at my house. Him and my son are friends. Right? Hell yeah, we want him home. Right? Yeah, bring him on home. That's great. That's kind of a theme, you know what I'm saying, in the Valley now. You know what I'm saying? We got Christian Kirk. You know what I'm saying? We got Byron Murphy. Those are my nephews. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, bring back Marvin Bagley. You know what I'm saying? III. Bring back motherfucking MB3. You know what I'm saying? Get them in here. So, Aiden, them boys, they homeboys, right? They homeboys. So, I think that'll bring out the best in both of them, to be honest with you, because they played together at, I forget the name of the private school. Mitch, what's the name of the damn school they played at over there in Phoenix? But anyway, they played together, right? Hey, bring them home. But either way it goes, my sons are number two in the West. I don't give a damn what's going on. People talk about asterisks because of the season. The season is in full swing. I don't give a fuck. Nobody says, right? Ain't no fans in the stands. Well, certain places. Shout out New York for, you know what I'm saying, pulling the trigger, getting people back in the stands. That's cool. But, hey, my son's number two in the West. Ew, what it is. Now, speaking of basketball, man, I don't know if you got this coming up or not. But them goddamn Michigan Wolverines in the Sweet 16.
Oh yeah, you know, we're gonna leave that alone for a while. The women are doing well too. The women just got a W in the tournament too. They're number six, yeah. I think. But we're gonna leave that alone. Yeah, shout out to Juwan, man.
Yeah, I just noticed that earlier. Juwan Howard, you motherfucker. Huh? Well, you motherfucker. Right.
Yes, sir. Now we'll get to that. Let them listen, man. They've been way too close to the title these last few years. I gotta let that good juju breathe for a second. Okay. All right. Speaking of marinating, JB. Oh, we got to get to this. Got to get back up to the screen. And it's been said that Jamie Foxx is going to play Mike Tyson. He teased this years ago about playing Mike Tyson in a movie. It didn't happen, but now it's going to be a limited series with Antoine Fuqua of fucking Training Day. He directed Training Day. He directed Brooklyn's Finest, a bunch of movies. And apparently Martin Scorsese is going to executive produce. So Jamie Foxx playing Mike Tyson in a limited series. Are you with it or not, sir?
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to pose a question to you, Benny.
Right? Oh, okay.
When has Jamie Foxx ever missed emulating somebody? When has he ever missed? Because true. From what?
Play Ray.
I promise you, I can almost guarantee you to some of the younger generation, they don't really know who Ray Charles is, but they know who Jamie Foxx is, and they probably think Jamie Foxx was the real Ray Charles. That's how well he played that role. So, yeah, right. Yeah. Jamie Foxx, he can't miss when it comes to emulating people, right? Yeah, let me get that. Let me get all that. I need that. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see. And then he has a similar structure as Mike. People don't realize that Jamie Foxx is not a tall person, right? He's not a big dude, you know, and Mike Tyson is what?
And he's, oddly enough, he's got Mike Tyson's tattoo on the back of his head, so it kind of works. You know what I mean? It's right, lined up. Man,
so it's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, we can make all that work. And then Jamie gonna do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm all for that. I'll watch it.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I just want to know who's going to play Robin Givens.
Oh, who would play Robin Givens? That's a great question.
That's a hell of a question, right?
Who the fuck would play Robin Givens? Now,
you know, I have a recommendation.
Let's hear right. it. What do you got?
Guy Townsend, right? My good friend Sierra Townsend's sister. She kind of looks like Robin Givens, a young Robin Givens, right? She's a little bit thicker than Robin Givens was. Robin Givens was thick, but yeah, like facial features, right? And she can do crazy, right? Trust me, she can do crazy, right? So, Guy Townsend. Hey, if they start casting that role, you better get on, right?
I'm going to audition for it.
Yeah, you better tell your people to call their people.
Huh. Now look, we were talking about good deeds. Back to the screen here. Jamie, have you heard about this? Chase Claypool was down in Orange County, and he allegedly was involved in a fight, but it looks like he was trying to break it up. Let's roll the tape on this one. Let's see what happened on this one. Oh, it's a dirty bar fight. Look at these. Look at these hooligans.
Orange County, you goddamn hooligans.
Costa Mesa. Yuck. Chase Claypool is somewhere trying to break them up.
I am disgusted at what I'm seeing right now.
There he is.
There he is.
He's helping some folks out, you know.
Come on with it. Bitch. Fight talk is the funniest, right? So look,
what the fuck?
What's going on right now? It looked like
first of all,
and then there's that one chick that's always screaming, "Grow the fuck up!" Right? Right?
Also, so, I love it's like a bunch of like frat dudes and like emo white dudes, and then in the middle of the shit, it's fucking Chase Claypool. What the fuck is that? That is fucking goofy as shit. Would you Chase Claypool trying to fucking break this shit up? Are you with it or not? What do you think?
Okay, so I'm a firm believer in minding my fucking business. All right, and also I enjoy a good bar fight. So if it ain't none of my homeboys in it, then you ain't gonna see me in
right.
it. Right?
Right.
Point blank period. So I'm guessing that somebody he knows was in there and he was trying to, you know what I'm saying, not get his hands dirty, but make sure his people stayed clean. So, yeah, I mean, I'm with it. So, because like I said, that's the only way I can see that happen. I can't see him being out by himself with his girl and saying, oh, no, I got to break this up. Nah, he has some homeboys in there. And he was trying to make sure they stayed clean. So, shout out to him for not throwing no punches. I didn't see no punches coming, but, of course, it's kind of, you know, hard to see in there. But, you know, when they showed him, he looked like he was being more of a mediator, you know what I'm saying, referee, right. Mills Lane type cat. Let's get it on.
By the way, you're dealing with a bunch of fucking sauced up, sloppy ass dudes. They would have got fucking rocked. So, yeah, they should feel fortunate that he didn't insert himself. JB, you know I'm the king of the setup. Speaking of inserting themselves, we got YouTube fucking relationship advice sensation Derek Jackson. That's JAXN. Apparently. Was stepping out on his old lady. And listen, your business is your business. The problem is to look out for his brand, do whatever he's got to do. He puts out an apology video. He's got his wife holding back every type of fucking emotion. JB, a self-proclaimed relationship advice YouTuber getting caught cheating. Where you at? You wouldn't know. Where you at with this? Was he cool doing the video?
So, first of all, I can't wait to get to this shit. First of all.
Talk about it.
Derek Jackson, you a fraud, and you've been a fraud, and from the moment you came out, you've been a fraud. I don't give a fuck how you feel about this shit. You a fraud. I'll never forget this, Benny. I'll never forget this shit. I got divorced in 2014. Me and my ex-wife was going through it one day, and she said this. She said, you need to be the man like Derek Jackson. Well... come to find out that I'm a way more man than Derrick Jackson, because baby girl, you didn't get none of that shit that Derrick Jackson doing to his bitch, right? Second of all, you love your wife, ain't no goddamn way you gonna let that bitch come on with a bonnet on her fucking head looking like goddamn ain't your mama. So push ass. Don't do no weak ass shit like that. Just don't do it. That's weak. Yo, she should have been dolled up, makeup on, looking the best she could possibly look at that moment. You got her in a bonnet. She got a bonnet on, Benny.
Right.
Like she just deconditioned her hair, bro.
Like she just came out of the bathroom. He's like, yo, come here real quick. And then bam, right. the camera and the fucking ring light was on like we got.
And,
what the fuck?
And the grip on that hand is suspect to me. You know what I'm saying? I tweeted it. And I'm going to say it now. I watched the video like 3 times to see if she did the help me signal. Right? I was watching her offhand to see if she did the help me signal. You know what I'm saying? Because, first of all, this dude is, you know what I'm saying, he's in great shape. Homie workout. Mm-hmm. Right? You're a disgrace, bro. Like, for real. Sorry. You're a disgrace. I know a lot of cats that feel like that being faithful to one woman is impossible, but it's not. I'm sorry, it's not. It's real easy. When you got your mind made up and that's what you want to do, like any human being doing anything, you're going to do it, right? Choices are made. You understand me? Right? And choices are made. And I'm pretty sure with the fame that this dude has had, the women are dumb to a certain extent because he's a relationship specialist. So that just made it easy, you know what I'm saying, for dudes, you know what I'm saying, to clap cheeks. Like, you know what I'm saying? He probably was helping out, you know what I'm saying, relationships. And next thing you know, he's diving in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so he had a private consulting session.
Right. Shout out to OG Gilly, you know what I'm saying? Like, Gilly posted something the other day, and I said it. I said, yo, this dude been fraud to me. He been fraud. I don't give a damn. He could come on and comment and make a whole video about me and say what he want to say. I don't care, partner. Like, me personally, I'm different than other dudes, and this is just real shit. You guys might ex-wife this shit, right? If you mind, if we got this thing, that's it. Is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to be with nobody else. That ain't got nothing to do with it. So when I tell guys all the time, 7 years I was with my ex-wife, I didn't cheat on her. Because when I said I do, damn it, I did. Right? Mm-hmm. Here's what it is. Like, so,
right.
Where exactly you sorry, shop sucker.
Right. Right. Exactly. You're right, Mitch. It's like, you know, you thought he was a guy, you know, and then he ends up being scandalous. And listen, real quick, there's a lot of different quote unquote influencers on social media and whatnot. And I gotta tell you, man, you need to understand, like, if you're one of these people that really needs to watch like these kind of self-help gurus, so to speak, you understand that at some point you have to check their intentions. You have to understand where they're coming from.
And man, if you need to listen to someone talk on social media, then you need to be laying on somebody's couch listening to them talk for real. Right? That motherfuckers on social media are in it for one thing. I'm sorry, if they're doing these things like him, this man was in it for fame and money. He wasn't in this shit to goddamn to help women. He was doing this shit to advance himself.
Correct. Right?
He could be the greatest dude on earth. I don't give a damn. But he was in this to advance himself. From the moment he started, he poked at the weakest link that he could find. And that's vulnerable women.
Right.
That's what it is, right?
Which is corny as hell. Like, you probably selling courses and doing all this type of shit. It's like,
right.
You know, you're not even solid.
He got a book, dude.
Yeah.
He got a book. He's a best-selling author, bro.
How to Cheat and Not Get Caught by Derek Jackson.
And from the moment that happened, I just read some on social media. You can take it with a grain of salt, whatever. But he got 200,000 more followers from that point on. Like, dude, like, motherfuckers start following this dude more.
Almost like he wanted, oh, like it was like, yeah, it was like a strategic, like, let me do this.
Like, it was a publicity stunt. Like, yeah, let me, right. you know what to help, babe? Let me act like I be cheating. Let me tell people I be cheating.
You know how fucked up that would be if he, and kind of ill at the same time, he's like, yo, let me tell them I cheated. I didn't actually do it, but we're going to do it so I can raise my profiles, because people are dumb. Like you said, people are gullible anyway in that situation.
Like Dave Chappelle said on the episode when he was sitting there, you know what I'm saying, in the courtroom, where he was talking to the people, like, from a nigga that says nigga a lot, that motherfucker says nigga. You know what I'm saying? So from a man that has been in the field, right? From a man that has been in the field, oh yeah, that boy down and dirty. Sorry, he is. I don't care nobody. He down and dirty.
All right, JB, and finally one more for you, win or not. Back to the screen. It's a hot topic. All right. If this shit will load, it's a hot topic. JB, there is a scandal afoot in the cereal world. A gentleman by the name of Jensen Karp, who I believe is a comedian and a writer, and I think he's married to Topanga. Mitch, fact check, please. Apparently, he had a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and he found what he thought was shrimp, but apparently Cinnamon Toast Crunch is claiming that it's a bunch of... It's compacted sugar. So JB, Cinnamon Toast Crunch shrimp. Are you in or not? I'm not saying it's got to be made out of shrimp, but it's shrimp in the form of sugar. Are you into this?
Nah, man. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That you just kind of ruined my childhood, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch was that cereal that you were lucky to get growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like. Because, you know, I grew up, you know, my folks was, you know, lower middle class, like, worked hard, you know, they made decent money, my dad made decent money, but, you know, mom, you know, was a teacher, like, until she passed away, but when you was young, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch was an upper echelon cereal, bro. So.
True.
No, I'm not with it at all. That just put a huge damper on my childhood. That's disgusting. Bitch disgusting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's yeah, and also I think they're like rat turds in the box and all that type of stuff. So there was a lot going on there. All right, look, reviewers, that has been another edition of JB's You Win or Not. Again, if you missed anything, you know, make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue Podcast is all on all social media platforms. But before we go, we see some people popping in. Other the views are fluctuating, but listen. We got to get into it here. If you want to drop, some fucking questions, all right? If you want to drop some questions, everybody, now is your time to do it on another brand of Savage Hotline, baby. We're going to try to cue the music. Do we have any music? Is there any music? Is there music? There's Savage Hotline. Bam! You know that instrumental. That shit will play. All right? For the people, baby.
For the Savage people. Hotline.
Drop in some comments, some questions. You can get at us 818-850-2804. We'll play your voicemails on the JB and Benny Blue Review. All right? So if you want to drop in some questions, now's the time. We're going to give you about a smooth minute. All right? Mitch, where you at? Courtney, where you at? We got some other folks joining us.
Hey,
want to drop some questions? Tap in with us. You know what I'm saying? Can you hear the beat?
Oh, yeah.
We got a question. Do we have a question?
You got a beat? Any questions? Questions, concerns? No?
All right, Mitch got a question. I think Mitch got a question.
Does. Of course he does.
All right, so Mitch's question. Before we leave, I have a question for you, Benny. A lot of mid-level comics are leaving L.A. and they're tired of it. Do you wish you started off somewhere else or still love L.A.? Mitch, that's an excellent question. I am going to say that I'm very grateful that I started off in L.A. because iron sharpens iron. This is a great city to start stand-up in. A lot of comedians are moving to Austin. Thank you, Courtney. I love you very much. Thank you for saying. Thank you for supporting. Aww. Us. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, Coca. Thanks, sis.
And Mitch, the hotline number is 818-850-2804. We'll play, and of course, you'll be on. So definitely drop us a message. Anyway, going back to your question, Mitch. So a lot of comics have been fleeing to Austin, Texas, because Austin's been open. A lot of big time comedians have been moving out there and all that stuff. And to be honest with you, no, I'm glad I did start stand up out here. It's all coming back. I got a shoot here this weekend. Shout out to Comedy Hype. I'm gonna be doing something with them, so that's gonna be dope. And you know, LA makes you strong, because when you start in a city like this or a city like New York, it forces you to get good quickly, and you deal with top level people. It's like, you know, it's like if you're the best in your town, like at sports, you go to a camp, or you get, you know, let's say you're a Rivals top five DB, and you sign with old Nick Saban, and you go to Bama. Well, guess what? There's going to be at least two or three other five stars that signed from that same year or the year before that. So you're going to be around the best. So starting in LA, you're around the best. Now, once COVID really opens things up, I'm going to be traveling more and getting to more cities, getting my half hour ready to shoot that, because that's kind of the next step for me. Like the desert. Shot the desert. Had some great shows in the desert. And yeah, man, so I'm grateful that I started off in LA, but you can't be tied down to LA. You got to be able to move around, because as JB knows, living out here, LA is kind of an island. You know, you're way out here, and you know, they're all, you know, you can shoot to Vegas, you can shoot to the desert, you can shoot to the bay, stuff like that, San Diego, but it's a great place to start, because it's just where the best are. And there's a lot of opportunities if you're good. Things, acting stuff, podcast stuff can come to you. All right. So that's a good question, Mitch. Other than that, JB, I think it might be time to take us home with a new edition of We Need Us. So what are the final thoughts you have for the reviewers before we get on up out of here, sir? What you got?
Just love, you know what I'm saying? Just being out and about, you know what I'm saying? I always, like I do temperature checks, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the type of person, I speak to everybody when I see them. It might be just a Southern young man in me, but just like, you know, temperature checks. Everybody's kind of leery to, everybody's trying to kind of feel their way through this thing and see where everybody's at. You know what I'm saying? We've been divided. We have been. We've been divided by a horrible, horrible, evil force. And evil force just opened a restaurant, by the way. You saw that Trump Burgers? That's the disgustingest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, there's some shit called Trump Burgers?
Yeah, I don't know exactly where it's at. You Google it, I'm pretty sure you'll find it, bro. But
oh my god!
And also the little white lady that was in Starbucks or wherever she was at that called the kid a bitch ass nigga.
The fuck did that happen? What?
Jimmy, Twitter. You know Twitter. You know how Twitter do. So she had two mixed babies, right? Second of all, she called the young man a bitch ass nigga because he wouldn't serve her or some shit. She didn't say nigga, she said nigger, right? Of course, you know what I'm saying? She's an avid Trump supporter, disgusting, fucking 101 pound bitch, because I don't know what else to call it. But anyway, go, besides that, let's get back to love, right? Point blank period. Let's get back to love because we need us, right? That's just another example that we need us, right? When it's all said and done, they don't give a fuck about you, black, white, Chinese, Asian, Mexican, Hispanic, Arabian, Saudi Arabian, Egyptian. They don't give a fuck about none of you, right? None of you. They don't care about none of you. You know what I'm saying? But again, in numbers, we are strong. So just keep loving reviewers, all right? We love y'all, me and Benny. You know what I'm saying? We always spreading love, showing love. Real quick before I go, people in the Valley of the Sun, no matter where you are, check out Home Base. We got the Food Truck Friday coming up on the 26th from 6 to 9 at Founding Fathers. That's on Ray and Alma School. Check out their Instagram page, BaseAZ, and see all the good things they got going on for the black community. Still, shout out to Keisha Beach. She's doing her thing and her team. And just shout out to my man Benny, you know what I'm saying, and my dog Kev and all my brothers, you know what I'm saying, that's out here getting it done. We got a lot of great things coming up in the summertime. Y'all don't even know it, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to my boy Corey out in Oakland. Him and his boy got the football camp cracking. Y'all gonna see more of that. And you're gonna see that that posted on our Instagram page. Follow us on IG, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at JB and Benny Blue. You want to holler at us, sponsorship, at JB and Benny Blue Review at gmail.com. Again, shout out to Holistic, Jose Holistic. Shout out to Fatigue. You know what I'm saying? We will be posting those websites. Wow. You guys can hop on there and show some love, man. But other than that, man, we appreciate y'all. Love y'all. This is our second live stream. You still feel that way through it. Episode 175?
175, baby.
175. Jeez Louise. I said we're moving on up, right? Hey, Revolt, how was that? Did I do good? little inside humor. You guys don't know nothing about that, reviewers, but you will soon, right?
Right. Listen, man, we appreciate everybody tapping in with us. Bigger things to come. The live stream. You know, we're 175 in total with the podcast, but we're 2 in with the live stream. So we appreciate, you know, the comments and the views that we did get. We know it always picks up with the podcast. We're gonna keep putting this in your face, man. Fucking full court press until you folks learn that you're gonna get the hottest thing smoking when you join us. Again, we're on Facebook Live, we are on YouTube Live, Twitter Live every Wednesday until further notice at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue, JB and Benny Blue Review.com. And until next time, we love you guys, and we are out.
Seriously, who's blowing up my phone? Oh, yeah. Powerball.
Big news. Powerball now draws 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Atención, California. Ahora hay un nuevo fondo federal de $3,000 millones para ayudar a más personas a pagar su seguro médico sin importar sus ingresos. Eso significa que las parejas ahora podrían pagar $700 menos cada mes. Los solteros podrían obtener cobertura integral por solo $1 al mes. Y una familia de cuatro podría pagar menos de $100 al mes. Visita coveredca.com/español para ver tu nuevo precio más bajo. Solo en Covered California. Tu seguro médico empieza aquí.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.